in the limelight.
The Biden administration is reportedly blocking the release of a United Nations Security Council statement calling for an immediate ceasefire as the Zionist regime continues its devastating assault on the occupied Gaza Strip, killing dozens of Palestinians and injuring hundreds more. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Jake Johnson Ryder. This article is published under the heading Biden administration blocking UN ceasefire statement as Israeli regime bombards Gaza. Stay tuned for more. The Biden administration is reportedly blocking the release of a United Nations Security Council statement calling for an immediate ceasefire as the Zionist regime continues its devastating assault on the occupied Gaza Strip, killing dozens of Palestinians and injuring hundreds more. According to Reuters, which cited anonymous diplomats and sources familiar with the Biden administration's strategy, the United States is delaying the UN Security Council's efforts to issue a public statement on escalating tensions between Israel and the Palestinians because it could be harmful to behind-the-scenes efforts to end the violence. One source told the outlet that the U.S. is actively engaged in diplomacy behind the scenes with all parties to achieve a ceasefire, but the official did not specify how a UN Security Council joint statement, which must be agreed to by consensus, would undermine those talks. The Guardian confirmed Reuters reporting, noting that Biden administration blocked the UN Security Council statement calling for a ceasefire as horrifying footage of the situation on the ground in Gaza continues to emerge. During a press briefing recently, U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price repeatedly dodged when asked whether the Biden administration has dropped its opposition to the UN Security Council statement, which was first put forth by the Norwegian mission. The provocations that we have seen have resulted in a lamentable, deeply lamentable loss of life, of Israeli life, of Palestinian life, claimed Price, who a day earlier refused to condemn the Zionist regime's killing of children in airstrikes on Gaza. He continued, "Our message continues to be one of de-escalation. We do not want to see any actor, be it a government or be it an intergovernmental body, take an action that could serve to escalate rather than de-escalate." The UN Security Council is set to hold another emergency meeting to discuss the joint statement, a version of which reportedly calls on the Zionist regime to cease settlement activities, demolitions, and evictions in occupied East Al-Quds and elsewhere. A UN spokesperson said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is gravely concerned by the serious escalations in the occupied Palestinian territory, including the latest escalation in Gaza, which add to the heightened tensions and violence in occupied East Al-Quds. The spokesperson added, "The Israeli security forces must exercise maximum restraint and calibrate their use of force." As the Biden administration stands in the way of the UN Security Council statement, the Zionist regime is reportedly refusing to accept a ceasefire offer proposed by the UN and Egypt as the Netanyahu regime ramped up its bombardment of Gaza, killing civilians, including children, and destroying residential buildings in what observers are calling blatant war crimes. Citing an unnamed senior Zionist regime official, The Jerusalem Post reported recently that Israel will not negotiate a ceasefire before Hamas pays a price for its attacks. Hamas leaders, for their part, have said they are in contact with Egypt, Qatar, and other parties seeking to de-escalate the deadly violence. We clarified that the one who started this campaign and aggression is Israel and not us. Ismail Haniyeh, the head of Hamas political bureau, said in a speech recently, he added, "They are the ones who murdered and hurt women and children, and Israel is responsible. We are ready for an escalation and ready for calm, on the condition that they end the aggression." As Common Dreams reported recently, the Biden administration is facing growing pressure from members of Congress to take action to halt the Zionist regime's latest attacks on Gaza, which have thus far killed more than 40 Palestinians and wounded 300, including at least 86 children. The United States must call for an immediate ceasefire and an end to provocative and illegal settlement activities, Senator Bernie Sanders said in a statement recently. He added, "And we must also recommit to working with Israelis and Palestinians to finally end this conflict." Representative Jamal Bowman echoed that message, tweeting recently that the Biden administration must broker a ceasefire. "The violence in Israel and Gaza must end," said Bowman. "The situation is escalating. People are sheltered, afraid to go to schools or houses of worship. The stories are heartbreaking. Congress and President Biden must act immediately. No one wins with war," he added.